Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 past the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show's hosts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top 10 stories, and perhaps anecdotally during the hour we'll have time to get to the people who are on the list as well. Maybe that's a good place to start, because a lot of people don't know who Rochelle Walensky is. She's number three on the people list this week. She did a lot of testifying. So what's the story, ladies? What do we know about Rochelle Walensky and why she had she took up so much space and oxygen this week?
Well, it's surprising that it's not Dr. Fauci. Rochelle Walensky, if you don't know, if that name doesn't sound familiar, is the CDC director. And a lot of the story, in fact, I think the biggest story nationally this week, and maybe even globally, is whether or not the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China. And for a while, people called you a cuckoo or a conspiracy theorist if you believed that that was even a possibility. I think all of us were deemed conspiracy theorists and cuckoo because we all believed that there was the possibility that it came from a lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And this week, more and more evidence is stacking up. And it's funny because the evidence has been there. It's just what evidence
the World Health Organization covered it up.
Well, it's not even but also the media, I think, in reporting it in this country also covered it up. I mean, the same information that's out there right now was out there at the end of the Trump administration when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did this high-level hush-hush investigation into China and whether or not this was an intentional breach, whether it was an accidental breach of this lab, what was really going on behind the scenes. And it wasn't until this week when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the Biden administration scrapped that on day one, saying that they would rather favor international investigators to come in and take a look.
Well, the reason was very vague, and I would like some clarification from them, because they said that bad practices or something like that. There was something about the way that they obtained the information or that
the information. And so what does that mean? You don't like the information? So does that mean it's too anti-China, too pro-China? Like, what's the deal? And I think that's one of the questions that should really be called on for transparency's sake, because it is vague. You're right about that. And it's vague as to why they would kill an investigation that seems to just be in an American interest and not political. For political reasons, perhaps. I don't know. But anyway, so now Biden has come out and said, after saying that they're just going to let international investigators deal with this, like on Tuesday of this week, by Thursday, Biden, I think, maybe saw internal polling or whatever, and came out and said, well, I want a 90-day report on whether or not this was created in a lab or whether it happened naturally in animals.
And part B, whether it was released on purpose. And whether you're going to get to the bottom of that.
Dr. Fauci and Americans funded it. I mean, there's a lot to this. And it's not about, you know, so many people want to say, oh, this is about gotcha. We just want a gotcha to Fauci. No. There is gain of function research going, no. I mean, look, that's always fun. But the idea is, do you want to live through this again? Do you want to live through another one of these outbreaks? Because there's gain-of-function research going on in this country in 12 labs.
Explain what gain-of-function research is.
It's bioweapons, essentially. It's taking viruses, making them bigger and stronger.
The Germans started it, and now it's continued.
The Russians love it.
Oh, yeah. Russians are on top of it. Perfect. Speaking of the Russians, and our relationship's interesting because we've separated out the Chinese and the Russians, as we normally they're together in terms of the countdown. But the whole business of what they're doing, Victoria, you've been talking in our tech reports about the cybersecurity problems. The laughable insert this week is that the TSA is now in charge of security when it comes to pipelines. Who came up with that wet dream? is like needs to have their head examined. It's not even funny. It's offensive. But anyway, going beyond that, these attacks continue, and the Russians are behind them, and in front of them, and all around them. And yet these companies are still paying for, you know, their, all these cyber attacks using email system. The State Department, the International Aid Agency, uses the same system, according to the folks at Microsoft. So that doesn't bode well, particularly for our State Department security, does it?
Well, it doesn't bode well, really, for, you know, for a lot of different agencies and companies. So Microsoft has now come out saying that the hackers who were behind the SolarWinds breach, which was basically the worst data breach we've ever had, that hit U.S. government agencies, 150 agencies, apparently, think tanks, other organizations, big companies like Microsoft. So now Microsoft says this group called Nobelium has targeted 3,000 email accounts at various organizations this week. Most of them are in the U.S., and so they believe that the hackers are the same group from SolarWinds, which is a software vendor. And they say that now this is once again ransomware. And see, this is the problem with the Colonial Pipeline. When we found out last week that they paid $4 million to get mm-hmm. their data back, well, the average ransom ask in 2019, even early 2020, leading, you know, before the pandemic, the average ask was $10,000. So that's an easy thing to pay.
Inflation, Victoria.
Yeah, it's, I mean, inflation. So now they're, you know, they're going after insurance companies. They're going after everybody, and it's $60 million is the new ask. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and these companies, what did we say last week in the tech report, that ransomware attacks have increased 349% in the last, like, year and a half?
Why not? So, they're getting paid off.
Right. And so that's the more people business. Keep paying, the more they're going to keep asking. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think the TSA is going to be able to really solve this.
What a joke. It really, it's a fin. So if everybody thinks the Biden administration is this wonderful group of new thinkers,
well, where'd
they come
up with
that?
Well, this is from the Homeland Security Department, and technically
so?
TSA, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't, look, they're obviously the TSA themselves are not going to be running this. They're going to have some contractor come in, and they're going to have, you know, cybersecurity put in place. That's the whole deal. They're running this operation. But Homeland Security created this mess in 2000, this is literally a relic from 9/11. So, yeah, it all needs to be updated and needs to be changed. I don't know why. I mean, you know, if the Space Force that Trump started, if that was supposed to be something about cybersecurity, I don't know why they're not running it then.
That's a good question.
They're
all right,
not
coming up.
Running it. That's probably why.
A tie, a connection between number three, race relations, and police reform in this shooting in San Jose. Is there a connection? Plus, China, which is at number six, needs to be in our focus, and it will be right after these words. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the MySlippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, back to it here. 16 after the hour, the focus on China and the scumminess of what the government there is doing, continues to do. There are a couple of different angles here. Jennifer, why don't you start with the overview of the labs and how they have been, the Chinese being protected by the World Health Organization.
And with people in this country. That's what's so disturbing about
all of this. Our people are protecting.
Yeah, and so, you know, it seems, so I've been, just full disclosure, been talking with, on and off with this reporter who's been really digging through all of this. And most of the evidence that you need to prove that it came from a lab is all public record. All you have to do is just look for it and put it together, and it's all there. And that's why it's so infuriating to watch Fauci and others just sit there and shake their head and kind of lie, and you wonder why? Why wouldn't you just follow the evidence? So back in when the UK, so the United Kingdom was also doing their own investigation into the coronavirus and the outbreak. And they found that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where we believe that it all started, had censored this virus database that they had back in 2019, September of 2019, for your timeline. Mm-hmm. And it would so the reports that they had from their intel revealed that the Wuhan Institute removed a database that contained information on 16,000 different virus samples that it had studied. They just wiped it off the database. So members of the World Health Organization's investigation team goes in there and says, okay, this seems a little weird. Why would they wipe out 16,000 samples? Well, there's one member of the World Health Organization investigative team that is from the United States, and that person's name is Dr. Peter Daszak. He runs EcoHealth Alliance, and he just said, you know what, guys, ignore this, because he personally vouched for the Wuhan lab, and they took his endorsement from it. He said that the data did not contain any relevant information, because he's someone who funds this laboratory, and yet he's on the investigative team. I mean, are you kidding me? And so he's been out there publicly defending the Wuhan lab and giving a lot of information to Fauci and others to do the same thing. Well, one of the other big revelations this week is that Facebook, after they changed their tags on people's posts about this coming from a lab and not from a bat or a pangolin, you know who the person was that Facebook contracted with to decide what was appropriate information?
Who would that be, Jennifer?
Dr. Peter Daszak, who is the head of the Eco Alliance. So keep an eye out on that name. He transferred over $500,000 to the Wuhan lab for a study that was linked to bats and the coronavirus.
Anti-American corruption. Okay, so here's something that will be perceived as very interesting by those who are close watchers of politics. The Senate has voted pretty wide majority, 68-30, to advance the China-focused global competition bill, which basically encourages people, hello, finally, to come back, either create businesses here in America or bring them back, right? Am I reading this? A $52 billion bill to support, in this case, semiconductor manufacturing, but there's some is going to energy. But this is a first step. Is it a good one?
I think step in this direction is a great one.
It's a baby step. A lot of people a lot of Republicans felt like this needed to be a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. But they're not in the way of it. They're supporting it.
Most Republicans are. Yeah, there are a few who said we need to add a few more things to this before we make it go. But most people are in favor of this as a first step.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you get the alleged political allegiances between certain people in one party with the Chinese, and you know, you see there's not a lot of strength. It's just anything at this point speaks well, or at least intentionally speaks well, of getting businesses back here to America. I just like to see it faster, more tax incentive based, that sort of thing. But at least it's a step in the right direction, hopefully. 21 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. It is with the DJVers. We put together our thoughts and the ideas that have come from the list of the top stories, the top people. According to Talkers Magazine, does the research, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio is all there. Jay Kirshner on our group trending items are what is her specialty, and thoughts of people who are listening to our various programs. And so we always are asking questions and getting input from people. One of the things that's trending is whether or not family members of murderers should be held accountable. So how does this is, you know, maybe this is in league with this guy in San Jose. I think that's what started it, right? The San Jose shootings is number 7.
Yeah, if you know that there's mental health involved, or if somebody has been saying they want to kill people or they want to hurt people or people they work with, if you don't say anything, would that make you an accessory to murder? And how often are we taking that for real? How often is it like, okay, this isn't just figurative speech, they are being literal with this?
Okay, and what are people saying, listeners to the DJV program anyway, saying?
Lori Howerter says, if they knew someone had plans to do something, maybe. If they thought it might be a possibility, of course not. Gordon Meyer shares, no, people are accountable for their own actions, not the possible actions of others.
That's an age thing, though, isn't it? I mean, think about this. Family members, if you're a youngster, is responsible. Don't they hold the parents? If your youngster does something that's against societal rules.
I think that what, in the sense of, say, high school students having a party and one of their friends gets killed in a drunk driving accident leaving that party, mm-hmm. I do think that the parents take some of the heat for that,
right.
Especially if they knew their kid was having a party and they, right. You know, supplied underage mm-hmm. drinking. Another comment on that, Bob Cochran says, bottom line is, I am sure that the victim's families are wishing she would have contacted the authorities. Wouldn't all of you, if it was one of your family members killed? And I believe that's in reference to the gentleman's, was it his ex-wife, estranged wife?
His ex-wife,
yeah. San Jose, ex-wife. His ex-wife.
Yeah, his
yeah.
ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, there's another film about Ted Bundy coming out. This has Chad Michael Murray as the star. And your question to the listeners, do we need another Ted Bundy film?
Yeah, a lot of people are weighing in whether or not a Ted Bundy film is really necessary at this point. There seems to be so many. This was trending all over social media, but the DJV show listener said, Sherry Stevens posted, I love true crimes, however, there's way too many made, shall we just say, Friday the 13th movies 2.0. Carol Yappel says, not again, don't need to watch, I know how it ends. And Jeff Schmidt said, meh. I always love that response. Meh, M-E-H. It might be worth a watch. I'm fascinated by stories like this, but I find myself asking why.
What does meh mean?
Meh. That's the best response ever. Meh.
All right, we also, for lots of different reasons, have been talking, well, we, along with others, I find UFOs fascinating, all the alien stuff, the focus on the TV show Debris. That's what this is all about. So now we brought this to light. What's the question and what are the answers, Jay?
True or false, do aliens exist? UFOs, have they entered Earth's atmosphere at one point or another? Todd Osborne says, that's an absolutely true statement, and hopes we do find life on another planet. And Joanne Jackson says, yes, that's true. It's a little arrogant to think we're the only ones among the other planets in the galaxies and the universe. And Gordon Myers goes with false on this one. It's not
all right, let's talk about political crushes. You guys claim Liz Cheney is mine. Who's your political crush? What are some of the quickies here? We got a few seconds.
Maureen Redd.
Go ahead. I was like, mine? I don't know. Go ahead, Jane. I'm sorry.
Oh, Maureen Reynolds said that Dan Crenshaw is hers. Bonnie Ellison says Dan Crenshaw as well. David Trevor says Christy Noem. Is that how you say your last name? Noem name?
Yep.
And then Lauren Bebart.
Really? Isn't she the one that I was talking about last week? The skinny...
No love for Democrats, I guess.
Okay, well, you heard it here first.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The COVID vaccine helping us and our economy get healthier. President Biden saying Friday America's rebounding from the depths of the pandemic.
We aren't just saving lives, we're getting our lives back. Stores and restaurants up and down Main Street are hanging open signs on their front doors.
Biden also saying we can reach his goal of being 70% vaccinated by July 4th. Meanwhile, the Senate Friday passing a resolution to investigate the origins of the coronavirus, the bipartisan resolution calling on the World Health Assembly to lead the investigation. If they decline, the U.S. will find other governments or experts who will. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal being scrutinized, the 2022 budget released Friday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. Among the notable omissions, the Hyde Amendment, the ban on using federal money on most abortions, and raising the national minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is USA Radio News. Democrats may not drop plans to have the January 6th Capitol riot investigated. Senate Republicans Friday blocked plans for a commission that would have consisted of five Democrats and five Republicans. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer doesn't understand the GOP opposition.
Now, this should have been simple. The commission was bipartisan, independent, straight down the middle. House Democrats accepted every change that House leadership requested.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. Democrats may form a commission themselves, though. CNN reporting Friday a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form her own committee to investigate the riot. Doing so would only require a majority of the Democratic-led House. An illegal immigrant convicted of murder. Mexican native Christian Bahena Rivera found guilty Friday of killing 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts in Iowa 3 years ago. The 26-year-old Bahena Rivera faces a mandatory sentence of life without parole. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's free.
Doesn't cost you anything to listen to this overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff of the DJV program. That would be me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We're going through, not necessarily in order, I'm finding some things on this list, the story list, which is published both on the DJV show, whether it's Facebook or our website, it's there, and it's also on the Talker side, talkers.com. Number two is the January 6th commission. Is there really that much interest in what's going on there, or is this purely a Republican right-wing radio thing?
Well, I don't think it's a radio thing. I don't know. I think people have, I think people have their feels about whether it's appropriate or not, but I think it's not like it's being created as a big story by Republicans. I think Democrats are really pushing for it because they'd like to use it for midterm advertising.
Really?
But well, I think it's important to acknowledge this, you know, and this was domestic terrorism, and so I think it's important that we don't just let it slide. Because let's be honest, if this was a Democrat, you know, if this was on the left and these were people who were supporters of Biden storming the Capitol and busting in the way that they did, it looked like we were in some third world country that was being overthrown. I don't think Republicans would let it go. Honestly, I think this everyone would be tried for treason and high crimes. I don't agree.
There was not one gun that was used. There was not one firearm. I mean, a lot of the people who went in there were idiots who just wandered in. There were a group of people who went in there that weren't trying to stage a coup. They were trying to break in and cause chaos and trouble. And those people should be punished. And I think they are. There's four investigations right now. Hundreds of people have already been arrested.
Yeah, but well, I think like there were plenty of things there that were just not people wandering around taking pictures.
But there was a lot of that. And believe me, I think there were people in there who were up to no good, and those people should be charged. And I say that there's zero tolerance in my mind for that. But I would correlate it to what happened during the summer. And a destruction of federal property is a destruction of federal property. And so you had a bunch of people who are probably more likely to be Biden supporters than Trump supporters that have ruined American cities. They burned down police precincts. They have destroyed courthouses and federal buildings, burned up police cars, all of that kind of stuff has been going on day after day, month after month, now for an entire year. And there's not a commission into those people. In fact, those people, if they're even arrested, are let out of jail immediately. So I think there's a lot of inequity in this, because both of those things are literally the same in the eyes of the law. And that's why a lot of people are like, enough with the commission. Like, we already have investigations. Arrests have been made. It's nonstop. We've had hearings on this. We've had committees in Congress that have taken this on. Where are those same people and their passion for the people who burned down the police precinct in Minneapolis? We let those people go.
Or Portland.
Well, those people are still going to be
Portland,
tried.
Exactly. Yeah, well, those people have been let out, and most of them have been bailed out by funds set up by even the vice president, by Kamala Harris. I mean, come on.
All right. So let's move into the situation, the race relations stuff. I sort of coupled it with the situation that exists in San Jose, although that wasn't racially motivated, I don't think, was it? I mean, how much... is there race involved in that? I don't think there is as much.
I don't think anything has come up about that, except that this guy just, you know, this guy was obviously just out of his mind. He had all kinds. I mean, he burned down his own house before shooting up his workplace. I don't know that there's anything that's racially motivated there.
Mm-hmm. I guess
I haven't seen anything. I don't know.
But that has become part of the. That's become part of the conversation, at least, that a lot of people think these shootings are racially motivated, the Asian hate, what is there that makes people, some people anyway, hate as much as they do? Color of skin, religion, race, whatever if you want to refer to race as where your natural origin or the nation of your origin. And the anti-Semitism thing has me, buffaloed, frankly. A group of Jewish House Democrats calling on the White House to take a more concrete action to address anti-Semitism. There are a lot of people who are asking why Biden seems to take a step back when it comes to Israel. Is the situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians the same as support for Jews in general? I think a lot of times these things are confused, and then the whole thing gets kind of washed away. I think there's a very serious problem here, not just with anti-Semitism, but just hate in general. What the hell is the matter with you? If you don't like somebody, just ignore them or leave them alone.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise globally. This is not just an American problem. This has been really like brewing in parts of Europe for a while now, for the last 4 or 5 years at least. So I don't know. This is just, it's something that is... It's very frustrating, and I have a lot of Jewish friends, and they're scared, and this kind of stuff. It's online hate. I mean, people are getting death threats for their children who are Jewish. I mean, it's crazy what's happening right now.
Yeah, well,
I don't think legislation is going to do anything to help, but
don't you just think people are angrier and angrier?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
I do. I agree with you. Yeah. Let me just give you a quick example of that. Thank you for bringing it up. The other day, I'm driving down the street. Most of you know I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm on my tractor coming back from a field back to the farm. And there's a sharp curve, and there's a stop sign there. And so I've stopped waiting for somebody to come through. There's a car heading up the road. And the guy doesn't put on his directional light. And when he passes me, he looks at me. And I look at him and I say, great job with a signal.
No,
and he stops the car and he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you could have been polite and turned your blinker on. He says, I almost said it. You know what he said. And he got in his car and drove away. What motivates that?
You have to be careful right now.
People are bullying each other.
What makes him? If I say to him, why don't you turn
this is not a time for you to be acting out. And
I actually just warned my dad the other day. I'm like, you need to like settle down when you drive because there's in Los Angeles, truly in Southern California, the drive-by shooting number has increased exponentially. When I was a kid, drive-by shootings had a lot to do with gangs, right, and gang members. Now it's just people who are ticked off and on the road and bad actors. There's a story that has, I don't know how much it's carried nationally, but in Riverside County, there was a mother who was driving her son to school, 6 years old, Aiden Leos is his name, and she flips some guy off because he cut her off. The guy shoots into the car and kills her son on the way to school.
This is happening in Jersey. This is happening where I am. This is happening everywhere. This is not the time, Doug, to be like, you know, a smartass to anybody, to strangers, because you have no idea what could happen. People are just shooting people for no reason. It's crazy.
So, and what happens to them? What penalty do they pay?
They can't find the guy who killed the kid. It's a $300,000 reward that it keeps growing. The reward keeps going up and up and up for more information. No one can find him. They think he has a white sedan. Well, that narrows it to, like, what, half the cars on the roadway?
I mean, look, Lady Gaga's dog walker almost lost his life because they shot him for no reason and wanted to steal some French bulldogs. This is like, there is zero emphasis on the importance of life right now. Like, this is just a free-for-all. And so, this is definitely not the time to be confronting some a-hole who didn't put a blinker on. Like, deal with it. Stay alive and just deal with it.
I could always put my tractor across the road and he could have run into it, I suppose. One or the other. All right, 43 after the hour. In a moment, how the economy is shaping up, or how we're shaping the economy. That's next on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with the DJV program. Story lines and story list charts for the week of May 24th to the 28th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Here's what the list sounds like. Number 10, immigration problems on the border. Number 9, the economy. Number 8, situational weather inputs, going from 90 degrees to 50 degrees in the neck of the woods where I am. That's the mass shootings in San Jose and gun-related stories. Number 7, our relationship with China is number 6. Let's see here. Claims of election fraud. Good God, can we get beyond that? That's number 5. The investigation of Trump is 4. Race relations and police reform, kind of together like love and marriage, not. Number 3, the January 6th commission is number 2, and the COVID with the origins, whether the Chinese put it out there purposely or not. That's it. Number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it on. Off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
On the people list this week from Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, every week they come up with a list of the most important stories, and people on that list are usually connected to the stories. And number 10 is the premier of China. The China relationship is certainly big this week as that continues. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, Cyrus Vance Jr. is number 8, George Floyd number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Rochelle Walensky, a lot of testifying this week, number 3, Fauci and Rand Paul sort of tied together in the same story, number 2 this week, and Joe Biden is at the number 1 slot, in the number 1 position, as might be expected. So that is the complete list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 at the hour. You're listening to our approach on the DJV program to the top, the stories on the chart, the top issues of the week being discussed. Research done by Talkers Magazine every week. And at number 9, this always floats around between like 6 and 9, the economy and what's going on, what's happening. You'll all be happy to hear that China has a future in America because the Dollar General store chain is going to open 1,000 new stores in the next 4 years. They have
from
now
what I've read, top growing 17. Retail store. In the
Say
country.
What?
I said from what I read a couple of weeks ago, it's a top growing retail chain in the country.
Yeah. 17,000 stores, and you try to find something in there that's not made in China. Fine.
That's not the concern of the shopper at the dollar store. It's how much can I get for my family that I can afford.
Well,
and
but
that's a real sign of the times, too, yeah. of how
Especially
bad the economy really is. Right.
The inflation that's happening right now is huge. I mean, it's, everything is getting more expensive. There's a side-by-side. I should post it. Maybe, Jay, you want to send it out. But there's a side-by-side as to what stuff cost last year as opposed to what it cost this year, and it's stunning.
I mean, we went out to dinner
from $1 to well over $3. I mean, lumber.
I mean, restaurant prices are insane. We just paid $7 per shrimp for a shrimp cocktail.
$7 a shrimp.
A shrimp was $7. Mm-hmm. I mean, the three of us went out to dinner, and I can't eat. I'll tell you off the air what the bill was, and it's not even a fancy place. It was crazy.
Well,
how expensive.
I was looking at a survey on one of the finance pages. There's a huge surge away from credit cards to debit cards. Consumers are spending like you wouldn't believe, and that's part of what drives the economy, spending with credit, spending, you just build that up. And we certainly know what the interest rates, you talk about inflation, the interest rates have changed in the last few months from an average of 25.9% interest on credit cards to 29.7%. Up 4 points in just a few months because people, the banks, they're in business to gouge you as much as they can. And the solicitations for credit cards, I can't tell you how many of those I got in the mail just this week for the various businesses that I have. It's, just keep jacking it up. And then
it's
kind of like us. The country has used a huge credit card or a debit card.
Yeah, well, people who fared pretty well during the pandemic, people who didn't lose their job, they cut down on commuting costs and they improved their homes and the backyard and all the DIY stuff. Those are also people who just kind of socked away a lot of cash. So they're not really, they don't need to use credit cards. And then when credit card companies, they see that there isn't really a need for a lot of credit, then they raise the rates and then they try to solicit you to, go after people who still do need the help, and then it just becomes this whole vicious cycle where you can never get out of paying, you're going to be stuck paying, like you said, 29% interest. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the cycle of debt just keeps perpetuating.
Right. There have been times, actually during the pandemic, I think a lot of people paid down because they weren't using money for other things, so they
used
down
the stimulus money to pay
off
debts.
Going,
yeah.
Hog wild. In terms of COVID stuff, Jennifer, you'll be happy to hear that the green light has been flipped on for large cruises, so that $500 that you've got in the cruise line.
Yeah, Jen.
Now probably
stock
worth
went through the roof.
I'm retiring.
All right. Perfect.
Never known a $500 investment to be paying off that well.
Right. Super duper. All right, so there it is. Our points of view on the stories and people of the week. DJV time is 10 before the hour. Thanks to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for us to wrap the week with the top five items in technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, applying her fine thoughts and voice to the top five. At number five, dating apps. And what is being done, this is kind of an interesting thing. It's more of the twist your arm routine, this time using something like a dating app. I guess it's a pretty good idea, right, Victoria?
Well, so dating apps, so the idea that you're referring to is getting vaccinated. And so dating apps are using a lot of different new tools, including free premium features for vaccinated users. They are encouraging, there's a whole new range of ways to show your vaccination status. And it turns out, I mean, these are all the major ones. So Match Group owns Tinder and Hinge, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, like all the big, you know, the most popular apps are all participating in this. And the if you are, essentially, there's research that shows, recent research from OkCupid, shows that vaccinated people get 14% more matches than unvaccinated people. And so now that everyone's back on dating apps and you can actually meet up with people in person again, this is they've seen just a flurry of activity. And so they're all encouraging. If you are vaccinated or if you plan to be vaccinated, then there's, you know, all kinds of freebies that you get from all of these dating apps. So, you know, if you're going to be on there, you might as well, you know, if you want to get more matches, then you might as well get a vaccine.
All right, number four on the list of the top five tech stories this week is a focus on Peloton.
Yeah, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory that which will produce their spin bikes and their treadmills. That's going to be located in Troy Township, Ohio, which is about a half an hour south of Toledo. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It will be called Peloton Output Park, and they hope that eventually it will lead to lower prices for their products, and although the CEO has basically said that's going to be a few years away from happening. So currently, Peloton mainly manufactures their fitness equipment in Taiwan, and so this will be, you know, and obviously, as we know, they had a lot of delays and stuff during the pandemic because they just couldn't get the supply. So, and these bikes are not cheap. The bikes and treadmills are very expensive. So, you know, if they roll this out by 2023, which is the plan, they say it'll offer 2,000 more new jobs, and hopefully the prices will come down in the next couple years.
All right, number three is a focus on more ransom demands. And
yeah, well, and actually, even as we're talking about this right now, there's the SolarWinds, which was that massive breach of 150 U.S. agencies, including Microsoft, last year. Well, SolarWinds is at it again, and literally as we speak, it's sort of like breaking news that this is there's another attack from SolarWinds, and so Microsoft has reported this to the FBI. So this is, you know, it's never ending. And so this story here at number three this week is that the ransom amounts, the demands, are consistently rising. It used to be in 2019 and early 2020, the average ransom demand was $10,000. We're now into $50, $60, $70 million. And so the CNA Financial, which is one of the largest insurance companies, they reportedly paid $40 million to get rid of the ransomware attack and to get their to basically get their software, whatever was stolen from them, to get it back. And so Apple and Acer, they have data that's been compromised. We don't know yet if they've actually paid the ransoms, but it just keeps getting worse and worse, and they want more and more money.
Number two, the first cybersecurity regulations for pipelines, and our heroes at the TSA are mingled into this.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity because of all these ransomware attacks. And, of course, after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which basically, you know, shut down gas production and movement along the East Coast. So now the TSA, which is actually a division of Homeland Security, they are now going to be in charge of all of the cybersecurity of pipelines. Now, the actual pipelines themselves, the pipes themselves, are still part of the Department of Transportation. But now the TSA is going to be covering the security part of it.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sure it'll be very safe.
All right. Okay. Pushback on the Amazon MGM deal is number one, yeah?
Yeah, this was huge. So Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, and a lot of people in Washington are not happy about this. Amy Klobuchar came out first saying the Department of Justice needs to investigate this before it's allowed to be finalized because it's just eliminating competition.
Yep.
So Amazon's
Welcome to America. Big business. Victoria Keelan here with the overview of what's going on in the world of technology. I'm Doug Stepp.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stepan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.